U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke wants to overhaul the Bears Ears National Monument in southeastern Utah and put Congress in charge of protecting the area. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Zinke's made preliminary recommendations to President Donald Trump, whose predecessor created the 1.3 million acre monument in December. Zinke told reporters the monument should shrink to include important archaeological sites and nothing more.
And I'm pleased to say the recommendations I'm going to provide, I think, are in the interest of Utah, the tribes, and the United States.
The announcement won unanimous praise from Utah's Republican elected leaders.
Well, I think it's great.
San Juan County Commissioner Bruce Adams heard the news while working in his hayfields. He's one of the Utah leaders who says the monument should be limited to the smallest possible footprint.
If that's what he's intending to do, I think it's absolutely in line with the intent of the Antiquities Act and with the desires of the San Juan County Commission.
Zinke's proposal basically revives parts of Congressman Rob Bishop's public lands initiative. One element is having Congress craft new plans to allow Native Americans to co-manage the area.
It's a slap in the face to Native Americans.
Mark Maryboy is a Navajo who wants the monument to stay the way former President Barack Obama created it, with input from local tribes. He doubts Congress can solve land controversies that Congressman Bishop failed to fix.
I don't think that's going to go very far. So probably the best thing for us to do is deal with this in the courts.
Environmental groups called Zinke's recommendations an attack on public lands that ignores hundreds of thousands of online comments in favor of leaving Bears Ears intact. Nita Culvert is with the Wilderness Society.
The real direction we're headed is dismantling this monument and putting many other monuments at risk through this process.
Zinke says he'll make final recommendations later this year. Judy Faze, KUER News.